this is Joe Tomlin at the San Francisco Fringe, and I'm with a performer. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Liralyn Kay, and I'm an actor and writer and solo performer.
Now, you've been writing for quite a while, but you've also been acting for quite a while. Which, do you have a preference or a favorite?
I started acting later in life, like in my 30s, and I prefer acting, but I've been writing a lot longer than... And I still love writing, but I just prefer acting.
So how did you start writing? Because the show you've just done is you wrote it yourself, but you've been writing for several years. What made you start writing?
I was 12, and I was sitting in a sixth grade class, and we had to write a poem. And I remember even the way the light fell across the desks, and I was writing this poem, and I just thought, I want to do this for the rest of my life.
And then how did you get the acting bug?
When I was even younger, I was 5, my family used to call me Sarah Bernhard. And I went to see The Sound of Music with my grandmother, and my kindergarten teacher asked me about it, and I insisted on standing on a chair and singing the soundtrack. And I just got kind of turned sideways, so it took I was in a show when I was 9, and then when I was 26, and then it was almost another 13, 14 years before I seriously started acting.
You've been in quite a few plays, as well as your own one-person shows. Do you have a favorite character or play or performance?
It's funny, because I've been in plays like Betrayal by Harold Pinter, and I would say that was maybe my favorite performance, because I played Emma and the guy who played Jerry, we had the best chemistry I've ever had with another actor. And so that was kind of like acting heaven, working with him. But my favorite character is in a play I wrote.
And which one is that?
Reverend Alex. And the play is St. John the Divine in Iowa, and she's a liberal Episcopal priest in Iowa when gay marriage passes.
So how do we get from there to the new show that you're doing now? Tell us the title of it, please.
It's My Preferred Pronoun is We, a supposedly solo show.
And so how did you get to this from your previous experiences in writing and performing?
So I got into performing out of doing slam poetry, and then I won the slams, and then people started asking me if I could do a one-woman show, and I didn't know how, but I said yes anyway, which is the thing I do. And that was back in, like, 1998. And so then I went to graduate school, and I did only ensemble work. Until I decided to immigrate to Canada, and they asked, there's the medical inadmissibility question, and I started to realize they might not let me in, and I had this big secret in my life, and it made me so angry that that would be the reason they wouldn't let me in, that I wrote a solo show about it, and I decided to come out as yet one more coming out process. So
how would you describe yourself? Because in the play just now, you talk about being a social activist and a few other things. How would you describe yourself? Because you're using theater as a tool to, in a way, educate, but, really help people understand a different point of view.
I'm not 100% sure what your question is, but I would say that this is, ironically, because it's the most personal show I've ever done, it's the place where art meets activism in a very direct way, because I'm performing and creating and talking to the audience about something that people don't know about. And I'm representing for myself, whereas in my life I've often represented for minority groups that I don't belong to. So I would say I'm a social justice artist, that my work has that thread always, and this show just has it in a much more noticeable way because it's so outside of the box.
And what do you want the audiences to take away from this?
I really want them to take away tolerance and acceptance for all people, and that starts by accepting yourself, whoever you are, and however different you are, whatever your difference is.
Where have you done this show before? Has it premiered here or somewhere else?
I did a one-night performance in Boston, then I did the Brighton Fringe Festival, and then the Hollywood Fringe Festival, but all of that was under a different title, and the show has also evolved, but the core of it's still really the same, and the old title is Many Trump Refugees in One Body.
And do you get people coming up to talk to you afterwards, after the shows?
Always. And
what's their reaction?
I think there's a Me Too, component to the show. So the most common thing is for people to come up and tell me their Me Too stories and to thank me for representing for people who are survivors of sexual assault.
Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
You're welcome.